This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning into the program, everybody. The name of this particular program, this show, is Free Talk Live. Yes, we have a website. It's freetalklive.com. No dashes, no underscores, no caps, nothing like that. Just freetalklive.com. We've got some calls on hold, but if you want to try and get on the air with us tonight, the telephone number you require is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Khaleesi.
And it's Conan.
Khaleesi, where did you get your name from?
Game of Thrones.
Frame of Gones? I was telling both of you during the break that I am one of these people who has never seen not one episode of Game of Thrones.
Not missing a thing.
I don't think so, because, like, Khaleesi's
we're
all
just,
like, you're
just
going to,
well, you know, yep. You're just going to have to
gotta watch.
Figure out, you're going to have to figure out which one you believe.
Now, I have seen
there's
some,
only one way to find out.
Yeah,
I've seen some still shots. And by some, I mean like two.
It's a pretty epic show.
Because a friend of mine was like, dude, you need to watch it just for the nakedness alone. Sent me some screenshots of like some boobs and stuff. And I was like, I mean, those are nice, but like, I don't know that I'm going to watch the show. Yeah. So, at any rate, we can continue talking about Game of Thrones later. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Nate calling from Maine. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. So the other day my stepdaughter came up to me and asked me how old I was when I got my first tattoo.
Do you have many tattoos?
A few. I'm hoping to get some more.
Okay.
How old is your stepdaughter?
Yeah, she's 14.
Ooh, okay. Right. I got
how old I was when I got my first tattoo.
I can see where this is going.
So what happened?
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, I was 20, 21. I don't really remember. And she's like, oh, well, because I kind of want to get one if that's okay. And honestly, I don't see a problem with that. And neither does her mother.
Expecting you to pay for it? Or is she going to pay for it herself?
I think that would be front line on the table is, guess what? All right, if we do agree to this, we are not paying for any of it. What job do you have that's going to pay for it?
Right, she would probably pay for it herself.
Probably?
Well, we wouldn't pay for it.
Okay, all right. Maybe she'd get money from, like...
She'd probably be willing to pay for it herself, yeah.
All right, so now, what was your response? Or were you tongue-tied?
My response was, I'm not really sure where you could go to get one at your age.
Yeah, that's the big issue, the law.
Yeah.
And the problem with going and doing it this black market is you end up getting some crap-ass tattooist who is just starting out, and basically you are his guinea pig for him to learn to be a great tattoo artist 30 years from now, or 15 years from now, and you are just the guinea pig. And so what you need to do is go on the Googles, and you need to find absolutely horrible tattoos out there, because there's a lot of them, and just let her see it. Before she goes ahead and does this on her own, by the way.
So I'm not a lawyer by any stretch, so look this stuff up yourself. Consult a lawyer if you need to. I just looked up Maine tattoo under age, and I have Maine law states that tattooing of a person under 18 is illegal. The act of unlicensed tattooing is a separate criminal offense. Some police departments have elected to charge illegal tattoo artists, et cetera, and so on. There are 160 state licensed tattoo artists in the state of Maine and 41 tattoo body piercing artists, according to a spokesman. All these tattoo artists are 18 years of age or older. By Maine law, parents can give permission for a body piercing if a minor is under the age of 18, but they cannot give permission for a tattoo. So you might want to check with Maine laws. And then if you're, you know, New England is kind of small. Everything's kind of close to each other. You can get to another state within an hour or two, whatever it is. So you might check with other states around you to see if normally parents can give consent for their offspring or even in your case a step offspring to do something like this. So it shouldn't be that difficult for you to achieve if you agree to it.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the key words. Nate, what do you even think about all this? We're talking about a 14-year-old who's talking about something that's going to be on her body for the rest of her life. And is that even something that you really want? Have you even thought this through, or are you just a dumb kid?
Well, yeah. I have nothing against it. I mean, if she doesn't like it when she gets older, she could always get a cover up. You know, that's what I always tell people.
Or laser it off.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to body modification. And at this level, there's a lot of body modification out there that I find disgusting. But piercings and tattoos are, I think, they're very pleasant most of the time. Not the gauging of ears and whatnot, and or there are some facial piercings that are kind of gnarly. But I opted out of ever getting a tattoo because of a couple of reasons. I never could decide what I could live with for the rest of my life, and I never knew it. I've never met a tattoo artist that I'm an artist myself. I've never met another artist who I felt was competent enough to put something on me that I would be happy with. And where I would want it. And Nikki, Khaleesi, you said you have a tattoo of sorts. Is that something we can talk about?
I gave myself, when I was 14 years old, I gave myself, I think, like 3 or 4 tattoos. They were all like needle and ink tattoos. And I don't regret anything.
But you self-tattooed?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
It looks now, very nice, as you can see.
Did you go and buy like professional supplies? Or did
India,
you do, like,
India ink and a sewing needle.
So you did like the jailhouse style almost.
Yeah, okay. Very poorly. I don't regret them. They're all covered up except for this one. But they weren't... Thinking back, I probably wouldn't have done it. You know, I don't regret them, but I wish I hadn't.
And you said 14.
Yeah, it was 14, 15, 16.
Considering the caller's predicament... If you were the stepdaughter question, would you rather, like, your parents be like, yeah, you can go and we'll take you to a professional and that kind of thing, or would you rather be like, no, and then you'd have done it yourself?
Yeah, well, my advice to her is to just wait. It's just a few more years, and you might change your mind anyways on what you want to get.
She's 18.
There's really no rush. Okay. I agree that she should be able to go to a professional tattoo artist, especially with parents' consent, you know. Parents' permission, whatever.
There you go, Nate.
I don't see an issue with
that,
it.
Play
but...
that back to your stepdaughter.
Yes, I will, definitely.
Awesome. Thanks for the call tonight, Nate. We appreciate it. I have one tattoo, and you can't really tell because I'm a hairy bastard. It's just a Roman warrior skull. He's got like the big fan, you know, like it looks like the scrub brush helmet on, and it's a skull. Speaking of clamoring,
oh yeah,
and her skulls. It's a dead Roman warrior. Why did I get that? I was, believe it or not, I was at like the 49th annual Sturgis bike rally, and I was hanging out with some outlaw bikers. And they were friends of mine. And one of them was like, hey, you don't have any tattoos, do you? I'm like, nope. They're like, I'm going to buy you one. And like, that's the kind of thing you don't really say no to when you're like walking in downtown Sturgis amongst thousands of bikers and that kind of thing. So we went in this tattoo shop.
There it was. On page 13 of the book.
Yeah, I just picked out some skull Roman warrior looking thing that I thought looked cool. And I got it. I don't know. It was like $30 or something at the time. And, you know, the dude who did it was professional and he had great artwork and all that kind of stuff. One color. So it's like now it's all gray and like flattened. thinned out. And it doesn't look very cool.
It's got your tattoo's going to keep growing for the rest of your life.
But I have one. I'm not necessarily sad. I'm not necessarily sad or like disappointed that I have it.
You probably don't even think about it most of the time.
I just don't think about it. But it does remind me to fight for stuff.
There you
when
go.
I see it, because it's a warrior, but it's a skull, and it's like, well, you either fight or you die, right? And that's kind of the meaning that it's taken on over time for me.
I like it.
603-283-6.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're happy to bring you this particular radio show called Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. If you would like to get your voice on air, please call 603-283-6160. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Khaleesi.
And it's Conan.
We've been talking about, well, the previous caller called in about his 14-year-old daughter wanting to get a tattoo. We've been talking about that. We could talk more about that. But first, I'm going to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go right back to the phones. We've got El Conejo calling from Arizona. El Conejo, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just had a couple of questions before I get into the topic.
Sure.
Do you guys know what Maslow's hierarchy of needs is?
Yes.
Okay.
So one of three of us knows.
Remember the guy? What's that?
One out of three of us knows.
Okay. It's basically you need shelter, food, and water before you need, I forget, security.
Fun and games.
Self-actualization.
Television, prostitutes, cocaine, that type of thing.
Basically.
Yeah, and then comfort and self-fulfillment, all that.
Okay.
So,
do any of you remember the guy from the early 2000s who was involved in the raw milk libertarian controversy?
Oh.
I can't say I do.
Isn't it always? Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. It's not a new thing, but you're saying there was one here in this area?
I think he might have been New Hampshire, but in the early 2000s. Well, anyway, he started a website called farmmatch.com where you can shop directly with local farmers and just like go on there, fill your shopping cart, and on the back end, a bunch of farmers are filling your order together. Or
that's awesome.
Place might be giving you meat and eggs or vegetables or whatever.
Yeah.
Over to your door.
This isn't Joe Salatin, is it? Because that's what he does with his, you know, chickens and whatnot.
Well, it's a whole platform. So no matter where you are in the country, you can source food from local farmers.
That's
called
awesome.
Farmmatch.com. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, the thing is, I've been talking with them, trying to convince them to accept cryptocurrency, and I was wondering, do any of you know how I could help connect them with someone who could help set up Monero as a payment for the entire platform so any farmer in the country can accept privacy coins?
The only thing I can think of off the top of my head is one of our advertisers is called AnyPay.com. And they have a thing where you can load it on a tablet or a phone or whatever, and you just need to attach some addresses into the back end of it, into whatever cryptocurrency you would like to accept. I'm under the understanding, don't quote me, you have to contact AnyPay at AnyPayInc.com, I believe is their website. But I believe they do accept Monero because I have paid through AnyPay in Monero here in Keene, New Hampshire, at some of the places that accept cryptocurrency. And I believe it was through AnyPay. So that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head that matches what you are describing.
I checked them out. They were the first ones I thought of, but okay. I only saw Dash, BTC, Ethereum, and Bitcoin.
Okay. The other thing that
I'm willing to put some funding into this, but only if it's a privacy coin.
I understand. So the only other thing that I can think of, again, off the top of my head without looking into it more, would be the Edge wallet supports multiple coins. And one of the coins they do support is Monero. So if this particular website were to get an Edge wallet, within that wallet, of course, are QR codes and, you know, addresses for the cryptocurrency, where they could just post that on their website as a means of payment in the checkout or in their shopping cart if it can integrate with this kind of thing. That would be a question for the webmaster, whether it integrates or not. But if it does, then they could just simply post the QR code for their wallet address as a receive address, and folks could pay with Monero.
Well, I just wanted to plug farmmatch.com to help everyone withdraw consent from,
I actually went to the website while you were talking, and I plugged in the zip code here in Keene, New Hampshire, and there are several options in Keene, New Hampshire for even home delivery of some of this stuff.
I need to get on that, actually.
Yeah, so farmmatch.com.
Not to buy, to sell.
Yeah, but great plug. We appreciate that. Anything else?
If you're a farmer, hop on, too. That's a good point. So that's all I had. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Okaneo. We appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Looks like it says buy top-rated food from small farms and buying clubs. It's a pretty sparse page. There's a little YouTube video where you can watch the about, but it asks you to enter your zip code. And if you do, then you can choose a farm and you can order food directly from the farmers. This is great.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea because you know how many times I've tried to get local eggs or vegetables or whatever, and it's so hard to find people, you know?
Eggs here. Yeah. I got too many.
Yeah. I got the plug.
We're going to talk.
You and Conan, you guys can figure out the egg exchange rate.
$3 a dozen. I'm cool.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's very fair.
That's very fair. Are they sort of like when I buy farm fresh eggs, they usually put them in the, you know, the used store carton, but then when I open them up, they're like a little tan, a little white, a little brown, a little, you know, that kind of
thing. And then you have your customers who think that if it's a brown egg, it must be free range, or it must be organic, or
not really how it works.
That's not how it works. But and then all the rules behind how you classify free range. I mean, I think that if they have like a foot-by-foot to move, they can legally call it free range when it's like, and all they're eating is, you know, processed food, and it's like the what they can get away with is not acceptable in my book. But my girls are in fact free range, and there is a man of the house who runs around and keeps them in order. So they're very happy in their situation. They're very happy birds, and they produce very well. And I have more eggs than I know what to do with. You know why? Because I can't put a sign out front of my house saying I have eggs to sell.
Get yourself on Farm Match.
Because my insurance company doesn't like it that I am a business advertising, and they dropped me one time, and I had to make good with them, and I don't want to do that again.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. Thanks.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA says Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine can be given to adolescents 12 through 15 years old. The agency is saying emergency use authorization expansion is a key step in fighting COVID-19. The ransomware gang accused of hacking the leading U.S. fuel pipeline says it never meant to create chaos. DarkSide said their goal was to make money and didn't mean to create problems for society. The Colonial Pipeline, responsible for 45% of the East Coast fuel supply, shut down all of its operation after the hack. President Biden was asked if Russia was involved in the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved. Although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia, they have some responsibility to deal with this.
USA Radio News. The price of gasoline is up 6 cents a gallon this week, and it's expected to increase over the next several days due to that cyber attack I mentioned earlier in my newscast. The Colonial Pipeline supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trubly Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
President Biden claims the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the economy is moving in the right direction after losing more than 22 million jobs during the pandemic. The economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Chip, chip, cheerio, it is Free Talk Live. That's right. We are the British call-in talk radio program. No, we're not British at all. I'm sorry. I'm doing a horrible Monty Python imitation, and it's going poorly. My horrible imitation is going poorly, so I don't know. But like,
I was going to chime in, but mine's even worse.
Well, tell us how bad.
Spare everyone.
Have you come here for an argument?
I grew up watching public television.
Wait, you grew up?
Blackadder, Red Dwarf, Are You Being Served, of course, Monty Python, and I don't remember any of that stuff.
I didn't dig Red Dwarf.
I'm rewatching.
It was a comedy show.
You know they're still making them?
I do. They're making more of them, but now they're all super old.
Yes.
Right.
I thought you meant the program was old, but no, they are
So they're making more episodes of the show, but now all of the actors are 25 years older than they were when the actual show aired. But I was exposed to all that, but like Monty Python stuck, and of course, Tom Baker era Doctor Who stuck.
Season 5. That is the only... There's a reason why he had two seasons.
Because
he was the best doctor. And it's not... Usually when they say... There's a trope that usually your favorite album, your favorite season, your favorite whatever was the one that you grew up watching.
Right.
And that's the one that sticks with. It's always the best. I agree with that to some extent. But no, I'm sorry. I don't care that I grew up with Tom Baker. He is... the best doctor, and I'm putting my foot down on that one.
All right. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Khaleesi.
And it's Conan, who said just now, Tom Baker, he's the best.
You know, it was the scarf for me, man.
The whole, his, whole know, getup, his whole getup was just so classy.
And he said really awesome things.
Jelly babies.
He said things like, I'm paraphrasing here. He said, but when it comes to powerful people and governments, it's, they make up the facts that they want to make up. And it's really inconvenient if you're one of the facts that gets in their way. Something along, I'm paraphrasing this, but great quotes that actually apply to like libertarianism, philosophy, anarchism, that kind of a thing, have come from that show, not just during the Tom Baker era, but in other eras as well. But yes, definitely.
Well,
Tom Baker.
I think, and I only know this from, you know, watching some geek YouTube channels that, you know, discuss this very content that we're discussing now. The latest iterations of the Doctor have gone so woke that it's unwatchable. It's not it's not digestible at all. It is just, it gets in your face with all its politics, and it makes you want to throw things. So sadly, that's the world that we live in. And what are we going to do about it except stop purchasing and watching or watching their content, and you know, send that message to Hollywood and to in this case BBC to tell them to go shove it. We don't want these you were just talking about Tom Baker being political in a way, so is it okay for the 2021 iteration of the Doctor to, you know, shove that nonsense down our throat when we just want to be entertained?
I'm not a fan of Jodie Whittaker, like, at all as an actress. I think she's actually a terrible actress. The best thing that I've seen her appear in was one episode of Black Mirror where she played the
bad guy,
the female who had cheated on her husband or whatever while he was off trying to find a new job as a lawyer or whatever. And it was the episode where they like got to play back their memories.
Yes, good one.
Right, good episode. I can't remember the name of it. She was in that as the wife, and that was her best role as the Doctor. I don't like her at all. My favorite new Doctor, if you will, since the reboot, right? Because there was a little bit of time where the series, the television series, didn't play.
Sat and festered.
Yeah, sat and festered. So my favorite new version of the Doctor is Peter Capaldi. I think he knocked it out of the frickin' park. But that was also combined with a few co-stars that helped him shine. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, who would win between the two of those, in my opinion. But I've totally stopped watching since Jodie Whittaker.
Believe it or not, I've never seen Doctor Who.
There you go.
That's fine.
Yep, that's my show. I've never seen
it. I'm a science fiction, television, and movie fan. A lot of folks, when they start talking to me, they realize I'm into science fiction. And if they're into science fiction books, they will start asking me about books. And I'll have to explain to them, okay, look, man, I'm not that big of a reader. I don't really get into the books. And then they get all disappointed and that they can't be my friend and or whatever, that kind of thing. But, like, I am into the television and the movie stuff. Doctor Who is the longest-running science fiction television series in history, period. That's why I pay it some attention. Let me go back and just say, how did I get into Doctor Who? I got grounded once.
Hey, Captain.
This is the history.
How did you get into Doctor Who? Was it that amazing theme song? That's what it was for me. By the way, Google the making of that theme song.
The theremin.
See, I don't even know the theme song. I guess I'm...
It's not just... we'll play it at the break, but I mean, it's... They were actually... They built the technology. This was brand spanking new.
Yeah, they did.
And they were building the sounds in order to play them back, and the
Doctor's time machine, known as the TARDIS, or Time and Relative Dimensions in Space, the sound of it coming and going is actually a piece of rebar being scraped against some piano strings with a microphone in front of it to sound like... Right, and I'm doing a poor imitation of the actual sound, but it's a very distinct sound that nobody else has been able to, like, sort of replicate, and that's all they did. They opened up the back of a piano, they took a piece of metal rebar and scraped this thing a couple of times, put a microphone in front of it, did some fancy EQ to it and stuff.
I appreciate that, though, making sounds the old-fashioned way. Nowadays, you just press a button, and it makes a sound, and...
Yeah, when I got into audio,
generic drum sound.
Well, anyway, I was telling you the how did I get into Doctor Who? I got grounded. And in my bedroom, I was afforded the luxury of one black and white television, less than 19 inches, right? And public PBS was doing their annual pledge drive, begging for money, right? Like, hey, if you support PBS, call in and pledge and blah, blah, blah. And so during this week that I was grounded for, they just happened to be playing a marathon of Doctor Who. So while I was grounded in my room for a week, I got to watch Tom Baker era Doctor Who for the entire week. And, like, it was stuff where, like, I could have created the special effects. I could have grabbed some tinfoil and cardboard and paper mache and some duct tape and, like, made, like, some of these creatures and costumes and that kind of thing myself, even at my age, which was, I don't know, 10 or something at this time.
So what you're saying is this horrible.
What I'm saying is that it was outdated even when I got into it, right? Because it was probably like 82 or something by the time I got into it. But, like, the Tom Baker era Doctor Who, I think, was 78, if I'm not mistaken. So it was old even by those standards. But, like, my parents grounded me. I had nothing better to do than to watch my black and white television. And I'm not going to watch, like, regular terrestrial CBS, ABC, and NBC because that sucks. But PBS just happened to be broadcasting quite arguably the greatest seasons of the original program back to back in between. They're like, hey, everybody, please call our telethon number and pledge and give us money, right? In between all that, like, I got totally into these stories. I got sucked in, and I binge watched Doctor Who before binging was even a thing.
And that 82. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, early, even early, yeah, 73.
70, okay, right.
73 to the early 90s. But he did come back. All right, you know what?
I don't know. No, that can't be right. 73, 74, 75. So he was probably done by 78, I'm guessing.
I don't know, season 26.
Because John Pertwee was the predecessor to Tom Baker, and he was definitely in, like, 72, 73 range. But at any rate, that doesn't really matter here.
Call in and tell us who the best doctor is, and we're going to argue with you.
Do you have a favorite Doctor Who? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more of this and more of a bunch of other stuff, and that's what we do here. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program, syndicated nationally as well as globally on the internet over at freetalklive.com. There's several ways for you to tune in. We're also on a couple of satellite channels so that we can be broadcast to places where the military occupying regimes who don't allow free speech, folks can tune in to us. And if you want to join the conversation, the telephone number here is U.S.-based. It's 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Khaleesi.
And Conan.
We've been talking, I guess the last segment we were talking about Doctor Who. But we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, including farmmatch.com. One of our chatters was asking what that website was again. It's farmmatch.com. Some other things that our chatters have been saying is Ian and Nobody need to be home with their friends and family. There's no reason for them being caged up.
Amen. True that.
Somebody else says, I worked for a forensic anthropology lab a few years back, and part of my job was cleaning bones after decomposition. The skull is the absolute worst. Even after a year or more to break down, boiling it in water, chemical soup, and spending dozens of hours cleaning it by hand, it's still a gross mess.
You know, I have a technique. And this is, I'm not sure you can get away with doing this in New Hampshire because we don't have as many ants as we do, say, in Florida where I grew up.
Oh, dude, I had ants in my kitchen.
If you want to clean a skull in a matter of a week,
oh yeah,
you go find yourself a big mountain of black ants, and you just pop that bad boy on there, and in a matter of a week, it's
that's clean. The secret.
Clean. Oh, and that's number one secret to getting it clean. Number two secret is to sun bleach it.
So I did something similar, except I was a commercial fisherman and we fished for shark. and I had this set of shark jaws with which I could use as like a hula hoop and step through.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to keep them as a souvenir, which I did for a while, and eventually I got rid of them. But what we did, we were in shallow waters anyway because that's where sharks like to hang out. What you do is you just drop a piece of monofilament tied to the boat so that the jaws themselves sit on the floor, if you will, the ground in the water, in your shallow water.
All the little bugaboos.
And all the little bugaboos, the critters and whatever, they come over. And like the next day you reel that thing back up. It's gleaming. It's like,
isn't nature neat?
You know, it's like, you know, effordant clean, you know what I mean? Like you dropped a set of shark dentures down there, you know, and it bubbled up and like it came up, bing, you know, it was really clean.
Now, all of these organisms that we find appalling.
Hold that thought because I have to.
Oh yeah,
let's do this
before we miss it again.
This is free. Do we introduce ourselves?
We don't need to. They know who we are.
Okay.
We
got that covered. All right. On March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agencies conspired together and raided the place that I'm sitting right now, the place that we're all at, the Free Talk Live studio. They also raided the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Ari DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We call these people the Crypto Six. They were taken into custody. Four of them have been released on some sort of bail condition. Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, both remain in custody and have not been released. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund. There's a bunch of information up there, including a video and a bunch of links to different stuff, including ways for you to get a T-shirt and that kind of a thing to help support. Because these charges against these people are not a joke. They're federal charges. The FBI specifically is bringing about the indictment. And it's going to take some serious legal firepower,
yep,
and many experts to protect them from further aggression from the state. This case is likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. We're called Free Talk Live for a reason. We're going to go to the phones in just a second. I just wanted to read a couple of things from our chatters as I was working through them. We talked about the skull part and how difficult it is to break down.
It's not if you do it right.
Somebody says, whoa, we got a hottie. They must be talking about you, Conan.
Absolutely. I wore my white shirt today. It's kind of tight-fitting. You can see my nipples.
They also say, the captain has regrets? Question mark.
About your tattoo.
Maybe. Yeah, I could have got a better one. You know, could have got it.
You could have got one that said no regrets.
I could have got one.
No regrets.
No rugrats.
No
rugrats. And then, like, that goes along with me not having kids.
And by the way, that goes hand and foot with the Nate calling earlier about bad tattoos. That's one of them. No regrets.
Say it ain't so. The internet is tubes. Too many eggs. What was that website? Just started watching Doctor Who, the newer series. I'm on season 5. Gotta say, so far, David Tennant is my favorite Doctor. Okay, that's fine. Jeffrey Dahmer is one of the hosts?
It's not about heads, probably.
And does she have an OnlyFans page? I don't know the answer to that.
No. And by the way, I do still own that skull, and it is mounted in my living room, on my wall.
Nice.
It's a very spectacular beast.
Nice.
With a candle burning on top of it?
No,
Do you drink the blood of your enemies from it?
Conan, what is good in life? To conquer your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of the women.
Lamentations.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is there any other, like, phrasing where you would use the word lamentations?
It's used a lot in the Bible.
Have you ever walked around or even like,
gnashing of teeth and lamentations?
You know, being on a talk show, you would think that every now and again I would be, you know, I was lamenting about a thing the other day, but I never use lamentation.
I think it's aged out of favor. It's just not something that is probably people are Googling it right now to figure out what it means.
Let's go to the phones. We have Jet calling from Florida. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's just horrible when we we think that some sorcerer in a magic black dress can throw out some breadcrumbs.
Are you talking about maybe a particular judge or a lot of them that dictate
the ones that we're talking about today?
Yeah.
People that go, oh, well, I, in my great majesty sitting on high.
Judge solely by me and my vast expertise in the area of law. Yeah, no, I know.
But I mean, that's a human thing. There are too many out there that love it. They love to have someone tell them how to live.
Absolutely.
And to punish people who step out of line. There are too many people out there who are in favor of this situation that we're currently in, and how do we get out of that? I can tell you it starts at the beginning, and that is the school system that teaches us to walk in line and raise your hand if you want to be heard.
Jet, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today was the tax terrorism season. We're about 1 week away.
Ooh.
from this new deadline where the I remember back when Obama was president, there was this sign on a mailbox that said, "It's that time. Give me your money, bitches." anyway, I call it the tax terrorism season because that's apparently what taxation is. It's another form of terrorism. We call it extortion. But as you might know, and I've said this before, I haven't contributed to the federal mafia for decades.
Nice.
But, we're talking about the idea that...
Now, wait, hang on, Jed. Do I have to get a license to hunt these tax terrorists like I do in deer season or duck season or something like that? You said it's tax terrorist season, right? That means I can go hunting, right?
Well, normally what happens during the tax terrorism season is they find some popular person, some person with notoriety or power, and they hold them up and dangle them in front of everybody, and they charge them with all kinds of crazy things, and they say, "See, this is what happens to you if you do not bow." But the point I wanted to make.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the point, and we haven't really had anybody yet. I was surprised this year. But the point I wanted to make.
Do you want to hang on, Jed?
Need to come back?
Yeah, you don't want to hang on? Stand by. We'll bring you back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Jet will get...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.